Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode.
Hello. I am so excited to be here in your earbuds today, right now. I want to share a little bit about a conversation that I had with an acquaintance, not a client, just someone that I'm in a group with. And I want to share about it because I think so many of us can relate to just the thoughts that this woman was having, the struggles that this woman was having. And I think that this conversation is one that needs to be had more than it is. And I think that we are putting ourselves in a pretty dangerous position by not talking about it more. So here's what happened. This woman reached out to this group that I'm in, just asking for support. And she's just kind of listing off everything that's been really hard in her life lately. Kind of like bullet pointing, this is not going well and this is not going well. Struggling in her business, some family troubles. And how she ended her request was just kind of a feeling of like she's really discouraged. Things aren't going well. And she said, this was the year I was really going to focus on my business and how my faith plays out in my business. And I just feel like she just was saying, she just feels defeated. And it's like February. And so a lot of people were chiming in and offering support. And I also offered support. But I also asked a question. I just said, is there a way that you can look at this as an opportunity that these things are happening for you and that you can look at them through a lens of what is there here for me to learn? What is here for me to take from this situation? Which sparked a lot more conversation with this woman between me and her. And I think, first of all, just that act, it's so easy to focus on the things that are not going right, whether that's in business, in your family, maybe there's some health situations going on, maybe, I don't know your situation. But I know that there are things that are not going how you want them to go. And it's easy to bullet point all of those out and focus on them and look at them as reasons why we can't reach our goals or fill in the blank. The reasons why we can't, you know, get healthy, get in shape. The reasons why we can't grow our business. And I think that reframe is so important. I'm sure you have your list in the back of your mind of all of the things that aren't quite going how you want them to go. Can you take that list and reframe it and look at it from the place of what is here for me to learn in this season? What is here for me how can I see this? It's not like gaslighting. It's not like, oh, things aren't as bad as you think they are. Look at that person over there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about look at like the reality of your situation and what is the lesson that's there for you to learn. I promise you that there's a lesson for you. You have to be willing to see it. And so with this woman, our conversation continued. She was talking a lot about how she feels like she's really doing a lot of great things for people in her life. I'm sure like family and friends, I'm sure we can all relate to this, right? Like, you know, someone needs help and I'm there and I'm able to offer them support. Maybe your kids need help with their homework and you're there for them. Whatever it is, we all have people in our lives that are asking us to do things for them. And it feels good. It feels good to be able to say, yes, I can help you. The challenge, though, what she said at the end of that message was, I just don't know. Like, I'm pouring all of this out of my bucket, and I don't know what I can do for myself. I don't know how to take care of myself. It's so easy to take care of everyone else in my life, and it feels so good. And why can't I take care of myself in the same way? Why can't it feel that good to take care of myself? And I mean, like, every single message that this woman sent, I think every single person listening could have sent me that exact same message if you were being real and honest, either now or at some point in your life. And I think that there's a lot in that message that we can all take and learn from, that like just honoring the fact that, yeah, it feels really good to solve other people's problems, right? It feels good to be able to look at your kid's homework and be like, I know that answer. I can help you with that. Like, it feels good. It feels good to be needed and wanted. And if you don't have the practice of really caring for yourself and putting yourself first, taking care of your own needs, the whole oxygen mask, right? Put your own oxygen mask on before you help somebody else. If you're not doing some basic self-care, taking some time for yourself each day, quieting your mind, letting those thoughts out, whether that's journaling or a voice note, talking to somebody, doing some things that you enjoy so that you are actually giving from a place of what you, like in a place of abundance, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard to sustain that pattern. And I mean, if you've been around here any length of time, you know that that's my story. I was pouring everything I had into my family, into family functions and saying yes. I didn't want to say no. I didn't want to let anyone down. And what happened was my body eventually said, no, we're done. You no longer have energy to do anything. I had so much fatigue. I could have fallen asleep and slept all night long, starting at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was so tired. And that's what happens. I told this woman, ignoring yourself is not free. This is something, there is a cost to it. I know it doesn't seem like it, and it seems like you're doing, like you're just kind of following the path of least resistance here. But in my own personal experience, I can speak to this saying, no, there is a cost. There's always a cost to overwhelming, stressing your body and ignoring that little voice inside that says, I need a break. I need something right now. When we continue to ignore that voice over and over and over again, it gets harder to listen to it. And that doesn't mean then it doesn't have an effect on us. So my body gave me an autoimmune disease, and I'm still working to get that into remission. I believe that I'm very close because I have uncovered layer after layer after layer, and I feel really hopeful for how close I am to that. But it's been years of digging in, figuring out what's going on and what happened and how did I get here, and unlearning patterns that I had learned. The last thing I really want to mention is the last message that this woman sent me, where she said, I was telling her what I'm telling you. It's not free, right? Ignoring yourself has a cost. And she used this phrase in her response that she just said, it just seems frivolous for me to do something for myself when it doesn't even have an effect. It doesn't even, like, I don't hurt. She was saying it's not helping. Like, it seems frivolous for me to sit down and read a book when there's all these other people who need help. I have things to do in my family. My family needs to eat dinner. And that word, frivolous, just really stood out to me. Because I think when you're at the beginning of this self-care journey, maybe even where you're at now in your self-care journey, it can feel this way sometimes, right? Like, oh, you know, I don't need to take a bath. I know I really love taking a bath, but that, like, the idea that doing the things that we want just for the pleasure of doing them is frivolous. I would love to dismantle this idea. I would so love to dismantle this idea because it's dangerous. It is a dangerous belief to believe that taking care of yourself is frivolous. So what I offered this woman was some ideas that perhaps the things that she was doing in the name of self-care were not actually self-care activities. Perhaps she was doing things while her mind was still racing and thinking about all the other things she needed to do. And in that case, that's not self-care. That is not going to fill her cup. If you want to have real self-care, where you actually are getting something out of the activity, you're filling up your cup so that after the activity, you actually feel different. You feel more full. You feel more alive. You need to make sure, first, you need to be practicing quieting your mind, which can be a big task on its own if you have not done any work in this area. After that, you need to figure out, what do you actually enjoy doing? And how can you do more of that? This topic is so near and dear to my heart. I love when this topic comes up. I love it. Because I get to speak from a place of, I get it. Like, I get it. I've been there. And I know how tempting it is to ignore yourself. And I know how damaging that can be to your body when you do that. And so I love being able to speak into people in their life, in their situation, and help them come up with a plan. How can you create space in your life? How can you create a self-care routine based on what you enjoy doing? This isn't about how I've done this in my life. It's how you can do it. And this is something I love talking about with my clients, with my friends, with this woman who I've never met her, but I just feel so connected to her because it's like, I've been there. I see you in this, and I've been there, and I love that I can offer some wisdom to her and hopefully to you as you're listening to this. It's not frivolous. there is a way to take care of yourself and really enjoy it and let it fill your cup. How I view self-care is that if without me caring for myself, there is no way I can care for anybody else. It is essential. It is foundational to my life. I have 3 kids. I have a husband. I have family. I have friends. I want to be able to say yes when asked for support. I want to be able to just offer support and, you know, bring somebody a meal, care for my kids, and help them through whatever they're going through. And I can't do that if I'm not first taking care of myself, because I'm pouring from an empty cup. So I hope that this brings you some hope today. Maybe makes you feel a little bit like, oh, maybe I'm doing that. I have a free self-care PDF with 30 ways that you can practice self-care in just 5 minutes a day. And I would love it if you would download that. I'll put the link in the show notes. Because we all start somewhere. And if you're not currently daily practicing setting aside some time for yourself, I would love to see you start that today. If you learned anything today, if something stood out to you, if you have any ahas, I would love for you to reach out on Instagram at It's Megan Barrett. I would just really be interested to see what of this message stood out to you. What are you going to take away from it? What are you going to implement today so that you can fill your cup, so that you can serve others, so that you can quiet your mind, so that you can grow your business, improve your health, improve your finances, so that you can move forward from today feeling like you have some control, you have something that you can control in your life, where maybe before, maybe it's feeling a little bit out of control. I appreciate you so much for being here today, and I'll catch you next week.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.